This is KQRS FM and AM Golden Valley. Welcome to KQ Scope. If you have an opinion about tonight's program, please call us at 545-5601. KQ Scope is brought to you on a 7-second delay. Before your call is put on the air, please turn down your radio. And now, KQ Scope.
Good evening. This is KQ Scope, and I'm Ellen Hawley, your host for tonight's show. What we're doing this evening is an open line with a KQ DJ, and the DJ here in the studio with me is Lynn Wells, who you can hear on the air between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. on weekdays. So, folks, this is it. This is your chance to talk about the music KQ plays, everything we've been telling you you couldn't talk about on open lines up until tonight. We want to talk about how the station operates, what it's like to be a DJ, all the other topics we usually rule out. Okay, give us a call. Number to call is 545-5601. I see the phones are starting to light up already, and if somebody would answer the phones out there, I'd be grateful. Once again, the number is 545-5601. Let me remind you now, we're broadcasting on a 7-second delay. So, when you call in, you can avoid all kinds of confusion by turning down your radio in the background. You'll be able to listen to the show over the phone when you're on hold. And one more time, let me tell you, the number is 545-5601. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, yeah, I was wondering, how long, you know, you play a certain song on the radio, and I'm wondering how long before you can play it again.
How long before you can play it again, huh?
Don't you have, like, a format or something?
Well, there's a basic format. You don't want to repeat the same song every, 2 hours. I guess there isn't any real rule as to how long you can, before you can. If it's a really hot song, some of the new ones, maybe 4 hours, I'd say.
Uh-huh.
Something that isn't so great, maybe 24 hours.
How much of your show is like requests or just your ideas?
Well, pretty much we have control over what we play. We want to always get in the new music, the stuff that people want to hear. But other than that, we can pretty much play whatever we want to play, as long as it's in basic realm of the format, rock and roll.
One more question. How come you haven't been playing too much new Rossington Collins Band?
The new Rossington Collins Band album has just not been doing all that well, and it's like any other album that comes in. If it does real well nationally, on the charts and stuff, Rossington Collins Band album hasn't been selling all that well in the Twin Cities. We haven't been getting that many requests for it on the studio line, and we keep in track, of how it does nationally, how many requests we get for it, and we just haven't, it hasn't been that hot in the area.
Did you have anything else you wanted to ask?
How many phone calls, do you answer when, every, hour or something? I don't know.
Oh, man. Hundreds.
Hundreds?
Hundreds.
Do you have a lot of time for that when you're on the air, or...?
Sometimes, you always got to make sure you got a record queued up first before you go to the phone, but whenever we got a second, we'll answer the phone.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling, man.
Thanks for calling. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, me? Oh.
You're the one. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to know, how come, off of albums, there's certain songs you play, but other songs you won't play? You only play a certain number of songs off one album.
Well, because there's usually only a certain amount of songs on one album that are real good songs,
Yeah.
You always end up with an album where there's maybe 2, 3, 4 cuts that are real strong, good songs. Then you get deeper into the album, and maybe they're, mediocre. And we only got time to play so many songs off an album, so we always try to play the strongest ones. We usually do about, the average album will go 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5 songs into an album. A lot of other stations, will just play one song off an album. We usually try to go a little deeper than that and, do at least 5, 4.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Sure. Thanks for calling. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yep, you're on the air.
Can you guys play quad songs, quadraphonic songs?
Quadraphonic? Sure. Why not?
Huh? Have you been playing them?
Have we? Well, there aren't that many albums put out anymore in quad, because they're just, that was kind of a fling back in the late 60s, I think. That wasn't something that ever made it. There just weren't enough people interested in it.
Well, I just got a quad stereo, and I've been checking to see if you guys have been playing it, on different songs. They sound like they might be it, but...
There aren't that many albums put out in quad.
Black Sabbath and...
There's a few, but the majority aren't.
It's hard to find them.
Yeah. Like I said, it was something that they tried, and they just didn't find there was that big of a demand for, so.
Okay, I was just wondering, you know, if you can.
Yeah, we can. The stereo will still pick it up. You know, there's the machinery and, you know, all that's cool. It's not a problem with that. It's just that there aren't the albums out there that are processed that way.
Well, do it sometime for me.
Okay, no problem. There's a few we play.
Okay, thanks for that.
Okay, man.
Thanks for calling. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Lynn, are you from the Twin Cities area?
No, originally I'm from Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay, I don't know if you know anything about the history of KQ, but I know that they were made it to number one, really, by playing some progressive music, some new and different innovative stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you think there's any chance that they'll get back to that type, instead of the top 40 rock and roll style, the latest thing that's out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A song every hour, Led Zeppelin every hour, Rolling Stones every hour. What do you think?
Well, you're relating to, like, back in 74, huh, when we were basically a progressive rock station, and that was the thing back then. You know, almost every big city in the country had a progressive rock station.
Right.
And radio changes, you know, radio really reflects people's lifestyles, I think. And people's lifestyles have changed a lot from 1975 to 1981. And,
Well, that's true, but we still don't want to hear that reprogrammed stuff over and over and over again. It's overkill. You know, KQ got to be number one by playing all the different music.
Well, I tell you, we're playing an awful lot of different music right now that, you know, if you're talking about going back to a playlist of 5,000 records, I don't see that happening in the immediate future because KQ's ratings got to a certain point playing that kind of music, and they couldn't grow anymore. You know, there were only so many people that the radio station appealed to that way. We're getting more, you know, we got more people listening to the station right now, and that's got to reflect, you know, obviously on people's desires. We seem to be doing better right now. But yet, you know, progressive radio, you know, we've got a lot of weekend specials. Like today was a great example, Psychedelic Sunday. We did all kinds of music that I'm sure you haven't heard in a long time.
Right, but you talk about national sales dictating the playlist.
No, not completely. Obviously, we keep an eye on it.
What about acts like Warren Zevon and Utopia that are successful nationally and they can't make it on Twin Cities Radio?
Well, there just isn't that much of a demand for it, you know. I realize you're getting down to personal taste, but...
No, not really, because these are nationally successful organizations.
Well, all right. Warren Zevon, huh? His last album that came out didn't do very well at all in the Twin Cities. Not very many people were buying the album, and that obviously reflects on people's taste here in the Twin Cities if they're not buying his album, you know. It's not only nationally what the band does. We do call-out research around the Twin Cities to find out, you know, what albums are selling. Every time you call the station, the jock will write down the song you requested. And every week we go through the request sheets, find out what people are asking for. And things like that, we just don't get that many requests for.
Hey, does this Abrams organization that owns KQ, does
No.
they have any influence in what's played on the air? Or is that left up to the...
Abrams does not own KQ, first of all. Burkhardt Abrams is a consulting firm that we use, and just like in any other business, a consultant is nothing more than that. We rely on them for their input, you know, and if we think they're off, way off, if they don't, you know, if we don't agree with what they're saying, then we just don't even listen to anything they say, you know. 2 years ago, I would say that we relied a little more heavily on Burkhardt Abrams as a consultant than we do today. But today, we have a new program director in the radio station, and he has the initiative to go with an idea. If he thinks it's right for the Twin Cities and for KQ, he'll go with it, even if our consultants disagree.
Okay, I want to put in a vote for an expanded playlist.
Great.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, man, I'll tell you what you do. Just drop a letter. Letters are always great, you know?
All right.
Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, Lynn, how you doing?
Real good. How are you tonight?
Oh, pretty good. Say, I've been listening so far, and a lot of stuff that has been said, I wanted to sort of speak up on, too. First of all, you say you're from Madison, huh? It's the best party town.
Madison's a lot of fun, yeah.
Yeah, well, anyways, getting to the point, first of all, you guys are talking about progressive rock and stuff. I have a lot of friends friends who are like out from the West Coast and stuff, and they say, you know, I ask them what they like on Twin Cities to listen to, and they say KQ, but, you know, I try not to listen to it, and I ask them why, and they say because it plays, you know, over and over and over the same stuff, you know, and I just tell them, well, it's the best that we got.
Twin Cities, first of all, is not on the West Coast. You'll find there's a big difference in music between the West Coast and the Midwest.
I understand that. Okay, well, that's okay. But, okay, another thing I want to bring up is a few of your DJs, I'm not going to say any names or anything, have a tendency of, like, almost advertising that they're doing drugs on the air or doing drugs and stuff. And I don't think that's too good for the station. What do you feel about that?
I guess I really don't understand. We advertise that we do drugs.
Well, what I'm saying is that
I think what you might be, you know, misunderstanding is nothing more than trying to get, you know, on a Friday night, you've got a lot of people who are out partying, having a good time, and you know, we try to relate to that and bring them into it. And I don't think we advertise drug use on the radio station.
I'm not saying necessarily on Friday nights or anything, but I'm saying, like, during the day sometimes, working sometimes there's stuff about it, and Walker, you know, I'm just saying that a lot of the times that stuff is being said about getting high or slip-ups like that, stuff like that.
Well, I honestly have never heard it, so I guess I really can't talk about it, you know? Maybe you should call those guys.
Yeah, I do talk to them once in a while.
Right.
One other thing, about request. Now, I've been to KQ a couple of times, and I've been in the studio when they've been answering the request line, and a lot of the people who do call, I would say the majority are younger than 18.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're growing older, your changes of music, you know, you change moods of music.
What are you doing to your telephone?
Someone's clicking it, and I don't know who it is, and I don't really care. But
yeah, I'll tell you, when we get requests in from that's true. I think the teenagers tend to be a little bit more active on the telephone, and we take that into consideration. KQ basically tries to program to a little older audience.
Yes, I realize that, but I've been there when, like, let's say the request line has been answered 6 times in 10 minutes, and 4 out of 6 times they want Led Zeppelin or something like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's sort of, I mean, what I'm getting to say, it's just, I bet the music is being played too much, the same stuff.
Well, but, you know, that's what they're calling for.
Uh-huh.
Then, 8 out of 10 times when you do a request, what?
But I appreciate your time there.
Oh, all right.
Have a good one.
All right.
Okay, thanks for calling. Hello, you're on the air.
Me?
Yep, you're on.
I'd like to know, like, does it kind of take a lot out of you being a disc jockey?
Does it take a lot out of you?
Yeah, like, does it wear you down after a while?
Yeah, but, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's hard work, no doubt about it. And, you know, if you don't take a weekend out to rest up every once in a while, it's easy to get burnt out. But it's so much fun that, you know, I can't imagine doing anything else.
Yeah, it sounds like it'd be pretty wild.
Yeah.
Around 5:30 all the time, your signal just drops.
Yeah.
I was just wondering why that was.
Well, this month it's at 4:45. We have to cut our power, not on the FM. We never cut power on the FM, but on the AM. Every night we have to cut power, and that's an FCC regulation. We've got just about every radio station in town that has AM usually ends up cutting their power sometime during the evening. At sunset is when it happens.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks a lot.
Sure.
Thanks for calling. Hello, you're on the air.
I am?
You are.
Hi, I got a couple questions. First of all, I know every once in a while when you listen, there's, like, all of a sudden the music will stop, and there'll be, like, a break in sound and all that, and then it picks up right again, and I was wondering what the cause of that is.
On AM?
No, on FM.
On FM?
Yeah, that'll happen every once in a while.
Well, I'd imagine that's what you might call shading, you know, if you're in your car a lot of times, there's so many things that can interfere with a radio signal in a city this size.
Like, it's anything with the equipment at the station or anything like that. It's just interference in the air.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other question is, you know, and I'm not trying to get too personal, but do disc jockeys make a lot of, you know, good money, decent money?
Good disc jockeys make good money. Yeah. I think the days of disc jockeys making $500,000 a year are pretty much gone, but you can still make a real good living at it, sure.
The other thing I had to say was, you know, I was listening to a couple of guys before me, and they were saying how your programming is really bad, and the guy before me, I agree with the guy before. The programming is pretty good, you know. You got to play it to what the people want, or else it's not going to be a successful station.
That's it.
I think your programming is pretty good.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was wondering, when are you going to have the shirts come out with where you wash it and the diamond comes out?
Oh, the KQ Reveal a Deal t-shirts.
Yeah.
We're passing those out constantly all around town, and all you got to do is listen, and we'll tell you a couple of days in advance where we're going to be next with those. Those are really nice shirts, too.
Yeah, you think that they'll be coming out to Mound?
To Mound, huh? Well, I don't know if we got any things going on in Mound in the near future, but, you know, you could always drive a few miles.
Whereabouts is it?
Well, we usually pass those out if we're doing a promotion, you know, if we're doing a movie or a rock night at one of the bars. Those are usually the places that we hand those out.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Sure.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Hello, you're on the air. Is anyone there? You're on the air. Okay, nobody's there. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, my name's Ken Puff, and me and Mark Woody want to know why you guys don't play some more Ramones on the air. I don't think I've heard any at all.
Why we don't play more Ramones, huh?
Yeah.
Well, the Ramones, they're, again, a number of reasons. Basically, a teen-orientated band. It's the teens that like the Ramones, and KQ programs to a more adult audience. The Ramones haven't done real well. The albums don't sell in the Twin Cities. There just isn't a demand. Again, you know, I rarely get a request for the Ramones. And any radio station this size has to program pretty much to the masses. You can't go too far to the left and too far to the right. You got to try to make the majority of the people happy the majority of the time. And there just aren't that many Ramones fans out there, I'm afraid.
Did you make the minority feel happy for a little while?
Oh, we do. You know, we play, I'll tell you, we play a lot of stuff that, you know, probably wouldn't get on the air otherwise. Novo Combo, we played the Squeeze album when it came out.
Yeah.
We're playing the Romantics album right now. So, you know, we definitely get into some of it. It just can't put all of it on the air.
All right.
Okay?
Yep.
Thanks for calling. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yep, you're on the air.
Yeah, talking about the some of the other groups that weren't doing as well nationally, you know, they weren't doing as well in the Twin Cities, I was wondering, you know, why wouldn't you just play, you know, the album once so somebody could hear it and then buy their album and then it would do well on the charts? I don't... You know, if you don't play them, then nobody knows about them.
Well, that's debatable. You know, you could sit and argue that point all night long, probably. If you're playing something that nobody, you know, really is familiar with, they'll probably end up turning it off, first of all. If they don't recognize it, you know, as a band that they like or as a song that they like, they'll usually turn it off.
Okay, see that, yeah.
And, you know, if it's somebody that, you know, gets off on the band in the first place, they'll go out and buy the album.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay, well, that's all I had to say.
Okay, man.
Thanks for calling. Hello, you're on the air.
Howdy.
Yep, you're on. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm commenting about that. The guy was saying about the drugs being advertising stations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there was an article in the Reader last week.
I knew that would
be. Same issue.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is true. But, you know, it's not your station, it's both stations. You know, something funny about Quaaludes or whatever, you know. But if somebody out there's got that article with them, maybe they can read it to you. Or you can check it out.
I've already checked it out.
You did, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then.
They like, you know, they like to pick on everything we do.
Yeah, I guess
let's face it, man. You know, if it's not one thing, it's another.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take it easy.
Thanks for calling. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
How you doing tonight?
Good.
Yeah, I got a couple questions. One is, I was kind of curious, how come they broke you and Bo up in the morning as far as your morning show went?
I'll tell you, they really didn't break us up. That was pretty much my decision. I was, in the morning show, I was pretty much restricted to doing news information kind of thing, and that's not really where my interest lies. I enjoy music, and I enjoy, you know, all the other things that I get to do now that I have my own show. You know, but, you know, everything from running the board to, you know, choosing the records and all of that. Not only that, but it was awfully hard getting up at 3:30 in the morning.
I hear what you're saying there.
So that was really, you know, Bo is a great guy, and I enjoyed working with him, but that was really something that was my decision. I just wanted, it wasn't, news was not where my interest lied.
Yeah. Okay, the other question I got is, like, okay, on that mouth-off that he has in the morning,
mm-hmm.
who started that?
Bo did. That was his idea.
Started that himself, because
yeah.
I know, now, do you on that, do you have to do the same thing as what you did, like, for me to get through to you tonight and stuff, and just keep calling until it rings?
Yeah.
Okay, because I've never, this is the first time I've ever got through.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's real tough. We've only got so many lines coming into the radio station. You just got to keep trying.
Yeah, okay. The last thing I want to say is, this is Dale and Deb from Minneapolis, and we want to say hi to all the partiers out there. What?
Okay, good to hear from you. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm just kind of curious. What's the average salary for, like, a DJ at KQ, or how do you make a living working there?
How do we make...
I mean...
Average salary?
Yeah, you know, are you making big bucks, or...
Oh, God, they got to have an armed guard on the way to the bank.
Really, man, it's yeah, we make a living, you know? Is anybody ever satisfied with how much they make, you know? I'd always like to make more.
Oh, for sure, but is it like a minimum wage type deal? Do you get paid contract, or do you make a lot of money on the side with promotions and stuff, or is it just a straight salary you're working on?
Well, we all get a straight salary, and then when we go out and do gigs at, you know, bars or something, MC a show, we'll get an additional fee, you know, for driving out there and working, basically.
I see, but you don't want to tell me exactly what you're making, huh?
Well...
How about just a real approximation?
How much do you make?
Very little, I'll tell you the truth.
Well, I do okay.
Okay,
how's
thanks
that?
A lot.
All right.
Thanks for calling. Hello, you're on the air.
I was just wondering one thing. You know, you guys are on the air 4 hours a day?
Yeah.
What do you do for the other four if you work 8-hour days?
Well, we usually put in about 7 hours. We have, you know, all the commercials that you hear on the air, most of them we have to cut. And, other things, you know. Most of us have a special programming sometime during the week. Sit around, put that together, do work for the radio station, you know, whether it's little... You know, paperwork or whatever.
Oh, I see. Okay, thanks a lot. Take care.
Thanks for calling. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey.
Yep, you.
Yeah, how come you don't play much Janis Joplin?
Much Janis Joplin, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we play enough Janis Joplin to satisfy the Janis Joplin fans. You know, when you get into personal taste like that, again, it's real hard to, you know, if you're a real fan of Janis Joplin, we could probably never play enough of her. But on the other hand...
Well, I mean, you hardly ever play any of her.
Oh, don't say that. Play her on a regular basis.
Well, I mean, I'll try to call and request, and I sit around 5 hours waiting for the sign, and don't come on.
Hmm. Well, you probably hit us on a really bad night. I'll tell you what, you know, I really don't want to get into an argument on, you know, personal taste as far as music goes. I love Janis Joplin personally, and I make a point of playing her, you know, frequently. Heard a lot of Joplin on the air today. You know, if you satisfy one person, then the other person's going to say, well, wait a minute, you don't play enough Neil Young, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I'd just like to say hi to Mike, my uncle, if he's out there.
Well, hi, Mike. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I have one question and one idea. Why does KQ, or does KQ have any problem with the FCC as far as their station stepping on other stations in this vector of the radio station or dial, whatever? And why doesn't KQ have another station and make their own competition, or why don't they start a 70s something?
Why would we want to compete against ourselves?
Well, you want to keep growing, you could expand your...
Well, that would be up to the owners of the radio station,
right.
I suppose.
That was just an idea.
Unfortunately, I don't own the radio station. As far as the FCC thing goes, I really don't know the details on that. If you want information, you could write a letter or call the station on Monday morning and talk to the management.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. I think that KQ is one of the best rock stations.
Thank you. I think so, too.
But I think they should take a poll to find out whether people want more top 40 or backsides of albums, stuff they don't hear very often.
So far, we got two votes on each side. What's your vote?
I think you should play more backsides, like backside of Led Zeppelin, Rush, because there's a lot of good jamming tunes, that we don't hear on the radio.
Well, I'll tell you, lately, I've gotten into the habit, and I know I've heard a few other people of just throwing on the side of an album and tracking it through, and so that you get a chance to hear some of those tunes that on a regular basis you don't.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what you do, man, is just keep those letters coming, And if that's the kind of stuff you really want to hear, write the station, let us know about it, because by all means, we want to put on, we want to play what you want to hear.
Right, I agree.
So just let us know, we talk to you every day, but rarely...